This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 108 for Wednesday, October 18th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market showed weakness and tested support levels on Wednesday despite strength in comparable oils. While Chicago soy oil was down, Malaysian palm oil was up, and European rapeseed was mostly higher. Crude oil gained more than $1 US per barrel after Tuesday's explosion at a hospital in Gaza City. Iran's foreign minister has called for an oil embargo on Israel. The Canadian dollar was down 0.2 of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. Much of Saskatchewan and northern Alberta will see rain today, while high temperatures throughout the prairies will range from 10 to 20 degrees Celsius. The November canola contract was down $7.50 per ton at $711.70, while the January contract was down $5.60 per ton at $718.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all made gains. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported an average of 1.035 million barrels of ethanol produced per day for the weekend at October 13th, a six-week high. Ethanol stocks tightened by 414,000 barrels to 21.112 million. Taiwan has purchased 65,000 tons of corn from Brazil for shipment in December. AGFM is forecasting France's maize crop to be 13.1 million tons in 2023, 23% more than last year's crop. The December corn contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.92. A source from China said that the country is preparing to step up its imports of U.S. soybeans and is currently watching transportation issues in the U.S., such as the low water levels on the Mississippi River. Abiov is forecasting Brazil's 2023-24 soybean crop to be 164.7 million tons, above the USDA's estimate of 163 million. Abiov also projected soybean exports to be 100 million tons, compared to 97.5 million from the USDA. However, Abiov's crush estimate of 54 million tons was lower than the USDA's at 55.75 million. The USDA also announced a 132,000-ton sale of soybeans to China this morning. The November soybean contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.11. The European Commission, the Ukrainian Grain Association, and the Ukrainian and Romanian governments have increased access to Ukrainian grain vessels at the port of Constanta in Romania. From January to September, 10.5 million tons of Ukrainian grain were exported through there. The European Commission reported 8.81 million tons of wheat were shipped this season so far, compared to 11.3 million 1 year ago. India raised the price it buys locally produced new season wheat by 7% to $27.33 US per 100 kilograms to encourage farmers to expand production. Sovacon has cut its Russian wheat production estimate by 200,000 tons to 91.4 million due to deteriorating prospects in the Urals and Siberia. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.80. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.71. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.33. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 18th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.